Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be with you here once again. And today, again, we have our friend Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We're going to talk about economics. We're going to talk a little bit about money and how you can diversify and fix things up there at your house. How are you today, Melody?
I'm doing just great, Beth Ann. Thank you.
Well, good. Are you ready for Christmas?
Are we ever?
I'm about as not ready as you can possibly be. I've done no shopping. I've done no decorating. But I've been thinking about it.
Well, I've been thinking about, I'm much like you, thinking about what days and, you know, when is my deadline. And so, you know, we try to just manage the best we can. But it's certainly right around the corner.
It's amazing
how quick the year has passed by.
It has. You know, it just seems like it was yesterday we were talking about 2014 in the new year. And here we are. We're going to start talking about 2015. Well, I've been talking about 2015 for a while as we prepare the show to go on for the next year and what we're going to do. But, you know, I know when the kids are coming in, and I know what my deadline is, and I know the things I need to get done, and now I got to get busy making that list and checking it off. Not checking it twice, but checking it off. So, well, it'll be fun anyway. It always gets done. I'm usually at one of those that drags their feet, but that's all right. That's just in my character. So, anyway, I was reading something I wanted to share with you. I had a couple of things, actually, that I thought might just spur our thoughts today. And if I can find it here. This is from the Daily Signal. And they're talking about some of the spending that's going on, mainly from the bureaucracy and particularly from the Department of Health and Human Resources here. Services, I'm sorry. It says politics are frozen. Budgets are tight, but business purchases of the Department of Health and Human Services has doubled to $21 billion annually in the last decade and are expected to continue to rise. It says here that the HHS is now the number three contracting agency thanks to health law spending combined with outlays for computer upgrades and goes on and on and on. Of course, we know some of this started in the Bush era, and it is continuing. But here we are, $18 trillion in debt, and we're trying, you and I and most of America are trying to figure out, you know, one reason we drag our feet on Christmas shopping is how are we going to pay for it? How are we going to make ends meet? And they don't even bat an eye to spend $21 billion of your money. And that just aggravates me.
Well, it's true. And as long as we have a fiat currency, it allows the government to continue spending. And it's that spending that allows this whole system of the fiat currency and the corruption and growth of bigger government and bigger government to continue. So, I mean, it's... The part I have a part, there's no outrage from anyone. There's no one saying, hey, this has to stop. Because I believe, if you're given a budget, you're going to spend it. It's that simple. And there's no outrage. There's no one saying we have problems because they all know that this is just going to continue. And they're just going to do what they need to do. Because they know the day of reckoning is around the corner. They know this. So you have a budget, you're going to spend it. And, again, where's the outrage? You know, already the new politicians are already waffling on, you know, their campaign promises. They got elected, and already we're hearing about you know, well, you know, maybe I'll back off a little bit and so forth. And it's, you know, it's a sign of the times. And this is something, the article that you read and the numbers that you gave should make people wake up to realize there's no going back, folks.
Somehow,
this is going to play itself out.
Somehow the American people, not all of us, but the American people seem to accept this as the way it is and the way it should be. They seem to think, especially those that are on the take, and I don't mean that in an ugly way, those that are getting from the government, they seem to think the government has money. The government has no money unless you give it to them. The money they spend is coming from the taxpayers, and they have no money. They have no way of making money. All they do is take. And that's why, you know, it just, it the arrogance of $21 billion annually in one department. One department. And most of these departments really aren't necessary in Beth's opinion.
So. No, they really aren't. And I mean, if you had a byline of all, where all the money is, where it truly goes on the budget, I mean, there's probably so many stupid little, you know, research and programs and so forth that, you know, we would just scratch our heads and wonder, why are we spending, you know, millions of dollars? Yeah, we're not even in the B's, but the millions. Why are we spending millions of dollars to see if the, you know, the tsetse fly can live beyond the age of 40 or something? You know, I mean, it's just...
Or the mating of some insanity. Frog or turtle.
Yeah, I mean, it's complete insanity.
It is.
And, folks, when you have that insanity going on, and it's not created, it's not made up, we don't use it in order to sell gold and silver, it's the truth. Complete insanity with what is going on. And if you take a look around, you can find insanity everywhere with our laws being passed, mm-hmm. the money that's being spent, the promises, the lies. I mean, it is insane.
You know.
And, of course, when it's in that insane, it is just a matter of time.
It is just a matter of time. And, you know, the greed is everywhere. Yesterday I had Bill Bullard on. He was with RCAF USA, and we talked about the beef checkoff. Well, the beef checkoff started out, you know, for every cattle you sell, you put up a dollar. It started out to be a good thing. Everybody thought, this is great. This is how we're going to accumulate some money. Well, greed took over, and those that were involved, they started taking that checkoff dollar. And now they've been hijacked. The farmers and the ranchers have been hijacked, the cattlemen. And this is the same thing. It's just on a smaller scale, which is big enough. But this is the same arrogance that goes on in D.C. I mean, I just can't get over this. $21 billion in one department, just one, and probably not even that full department. It's probably just partial. One department. We're yelling at Grutter because of his arrogance and his words. He was hired, paid $400,000 to do and say what he did. It was marketing. How can we fool the people? How can we market this? How can we make it sound good and not let them know we're really taking more of their money?
And we're not scamming them, that we're not lying to them. And you know what? Hey, what Gruber has been floating around for how long now? And it's like, well, you know, I guess the American people really are stupid. You know, I don't think they are.
No, I don't
but
either.
It kind of puzzles you as for their, and I get that people have been placed in a position, it's part of the agenda, mm-hmm. It's so hard for them to make a living. They get sidetracked with their daily lives, their families. It's difficult. And when you try to make a living and try to have a decent home for your family, you do have a tendency to neglect the big picture.
You're so busy you just don't see it, or you don't take time to see it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're opening up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSE Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSE Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. The shortcut to get to her website is to go to my website and click on the icon, or you could just go directly and just type in dgscoins.com. We have a caller from Arkansas. We have Joe with a question for you, Melody. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, get my snow as usual. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. My question is this. Melody, I was listening to a show the other day where somebody involved in selling gold by the gram was on, and somebody called in and asked him a question about gold confiscation, asking if the government could confiscate their grams of gold like Roosevelt confiscated gold in 1933. And this guy said that, no, they could not do that because what Roosevelt confiscated was American gold coins, and that the government owns those gold coins, therefore the government can legitimately take back its own coins, its own money, because it owns it. And I thought, no, that doesn't sound right to me. What my understanding was that Roosevelt, forbid Americans to own any sort of gold bullion whatsoever. Like you couldn't have a Krugerrand, you couldn't have any kind of gold bullion coin, you know, whatsoever during that time. The only thing you could have was, you know, rare and collectible gold coins. Is that right?
That is correct. I mean, he did confiscate gold, and the only ones that you could hold were coins of rare and unusual value. So the currency was traded in, and they did get paid for it. But of course, we all know that gold went up a little bit later significantly. So people were taken advantage of. In fact, you were even able to keep some of those gold coins that they confiscated. I can't remember if it was up to $1,000, $800 or something to that level. So, and when you think about that time in 1933, the people were broke. I mean, they lost all their funds in the stock market crash. I mean, they were already in the depression at that point in time. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, you know, people didn't have a lot of money, and $1,000 at that point in time was a significant amount. So, you know, taking away inflation to today, I would think $1,000, I mean, you know, that's a lot. You know, you can debate whether there's going to be confiscation or if there won't be confiscation. You can debate whether what will be collected, what won't be collected. And I believe you go to the fine print, you go back to the order, and it says coins are rare and unusual value. People were able to keep. So I would have to assume that if they did confiscate once again, it would be all gold other than coins of rare and unusual value.
Yeah, so if you had had, say, a gold bullion bar or a bullion gram of gold at that time, that would have been subject to Roosevelt's confiscation order.
I wasn't there, but that's what the order said.
Yeah, okay.
Items
okay,
other than rare and an, coins other than rare and an unusual value you could keep. Everything else were off limits, and it was treated as contraband. I spoke to people who traded coins, collectible coins, during that time, and I mean it was a big deal. I mean they really tracked what came into this country, to eliminate any gold in this country. So it was a big deal, and they were very strict on it. So coins of rare and unusual value, you could have, you could own.
And there are so many people today that still think that Roosevelt was some sort of great friend of the people.
Really?
I haven't seen a politician yet that I think is a great friend of the people here recently.
No, not really. And certainly even with the elections, again, you know, already they're waffling on their promises to the people and so forth. It was interesting. Michael Snyder, he's a writer, and he always makes a list of whatever he's writing about, how you can tell this is happening, how you can tell that is happening. And he wrote one recently, and I guess this is why it stuck in my mind, about the insanity that's going on in this country and how we can't understand people the way they think, the way they do. And people, at one point in time, he says people actually had to do the hard work of thinking for themselves. But with the TVs, with the computers, radios, and movies, and the internet, all of these things are telling people now how to think, how to act, and how to perform. So the hard work of thinking is no longer to the American people, and they've been conditioned for this, because if they actually did their own thinking, government wouldn't be able to do what they're doing.
Well, and you know, it has long been said that if we had to actually go like they did in the biblical days and hand the money over to the tax collector,
yes,
there'd be a rebellion like no one ever saw before. But they take the cleverest thing they could ever do, which is what they've done, is take it before you see it. So it comes out of your paycheck before you ever see it. And therefore, you don't miss it.
Plus, they even tease the taxpayer thinking that they get a refund.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that stimulus. When they tell me they're going to give me stimulus money, I just want to smack them.
I mean, it's like, really? A refund? Oh, well, at least that way I won't spend it, so, you know, I'll let them keep it and use it. And
it's a savings account.
At the end of the year.
Your
it's
savings
all part of conditioning.
Your savings account without no interest.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we have...
So it's bizarre. It's insane.
We've fallen for a hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker.
We have. And all they parade around on the mainstream media, on the financial programs, they parade around all these billionaires. You know, and all these billionaires act like they're really concerned about the American citizen. And even though they're supposed to be American, they never place them in the same boat. They never place them in the same, themselves in the same sentence. And it's like, you know, they are far greater, far above than the people of this country. And the only reason they you know concerned about the American consumer, about the American citizen, is because that way they can continue to get wealthier and have more power. So, I mean, it's, people have to wake up. I mean, and one of these things Michael Snyder said, he's, and you mentioned it, the $18 trillion worth of debt, and they tell you that it's under control. Do people really believe this is under control?
That's like
that
two,
is a sign that the country has gone insane.
That's like two teenagers fighting it out, two teenage boys fighting it out. They've got it under control. Never. You know, I had an article sent to me, and it was actually quite flattering. They were comparing me to Dolly Madison. Well, Dolly Madison was one of the first, she wasn't the first first lady, but she was the first lady to actually become active as a first lady. And one of the things she did, and I thought, well, you will not see that coming to fruition today. They opened up. She started opening it up to the public. The inaugural ball and welcoming all the people to come in and meet with folks and making it a public scene, an open thing. And you would never ever see them do that today. You have to have an invitation. You have to have a background check. You stop and wonder why these elected officials need all these guards around them. Could it be because they are perpetrating crimes against the people and they know that the people are going to figure it out and be unhappy? Could it possibly be that? But for her to have opened up the inaugural balls and opened up parties and everything and made them public so that people could come and meet and greet and talk to the officials was something new then. They hadn't done the inaugural balls, I guess, back then, or at least not on the scale that she was promoting it. And I thought, well, that's something we'll never see again, probably.
Well, I don't know exactly what we're going to see in the future, although I do know people are going to be devastated by what does happen, because this certainly has been going on, and it's very simple. We have a debt that's too great to be paid with the fiat currency. You're going to continue to see government grow. They take advantage of that, and this is where we are today. And, you know, when I started in this business 20 years ago, you know, we talked about the fiat currency. We talked about inflation. You know, we talked about how government grows. We didn't have $18 trillion of debt 20 years ago, and then the large part of that debt has come on here just in the past 6-7 years, you know, with this president. I mean, the federal debt has increased almost by 70% since he's been in office. It's like, I mean, it's total insanity.
It is total insanity. Now, that has increased, and the unemployment has increased. And the American people we're in a bad way, while they spend in just one department $21 billion. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. When we come back, we're going to be a little more positive. We're going to tell you what Melody's got in store for us. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have with me today Melody Cederstrom. Melody, we've been talking, you know, we're not doom and gloomers. We're not. We've kind of sounding a little sour today, but I don't want to do that. I want to give people hope, because there is hope, and the hope is take the bull by the horns and get control of your own. And that's what we need to do, and that's how you come into the picture, and you can help people. She's not an investor. She's not a financial guide. She's just going to help you figure out what you want to do, and that's all there is to it. What do you have today that would help our folks? We're going into a new year. What do you have today?
Well, I just want to say I am an investor. I do invest in gold and silver. I'm not a paper investor.
Okay,
and I am not a financial planner, but I do have an opinion. And I don't buy gold and silver whether or not it's going to be confiscated. In fact, I wouldn't buy anything from anyone who uses confiscation as a sales tactic, telling you to buy this particular thing because it avoids confiscation. If they do confiscate in the future, it'll probably be totally different than the way they did in the past. However, I still do believe coins are rare and unusual value, because they can't place a value on those coins like they do anything that is tied to a melt value. So, you know, it's a little bit harder to pay someone an even price when it's not based strictly on the melt value of the item. So, so I still do believe that they do give you a degree of privacy, which is, to me, more important than the confiscation issue. I believe they'll regulate gold somehow. Nobody knows how they're going to do it in the future, but I do believe they'll probably regulate it somehow. Gold is going to be very big in the future, your monetary metals, gold and silver. We've seen changes in the industry's thinking, government's thinking, central bank's thinking, from the Swiss to the Netherlands, from Germany, from Venezuela, all wanting to get their gold, all to have a bigger part of gold, the purchasing powers of gold from China. It's going to play a very important part, a very big part. We just don't know to what degree, but it will always be the monetary metal, no matter what mainstream media tries to tell you. So when it comes to the grams, you know, you have to buy gold and silver, the coins, based on the merit of the item, not with all what it can and can't do. There's a coin, I believe, suitable for everyone's portfolio. You just have to truly know the truth about it. I don't like grams because no one knows what they are, and you pay too much for it. You know, when you can buy, you know, if you pay for the grams even at $60, you're paying what? And I'm just estimating this because I haven't figured out what, $2,000 an ounce? Mm. You know, a very high level price for your gold. So instead of paying $60, $70 for a gram of gold, if that's all the money that you have, you're far better off buying silver, getting several ounces of silver, because your potential is certainly stronger with those 3 ounces of silver. It is more suitable for you than going into buying a gram. And then you put a gram in one hand, an equal amount, a gold coin, and what do you think most people would choose if you offered it to them? I'll guarantee you 95% of the people will choose the coin. So you want to stay with something that is recognizable and acceptable. And so I do take a little bit, it concerns me because these grams are being pushed for the benefit of folks, for the smaller buyer, and it really doesn't benefit them at all. So folks, be careful. Learn the truth about the product that you're buying. And so, you know, I diversify in pre-33 coins. I diversify in all coins. But I think there's certain foreign coins I would own and certain foreign coins I wouldn't want to own. Same way with the pre-33 coins. There's some I would purchase, some I would own, some I wouldn't. So, again, and you know what? Very few people in this world, in this country, will tell you the truth about a lot of these coins, and that's where we do differ here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm not saying others lie about it, but we go, I believe, in education. And it's through that education you get to think for yourself. And that's just what we talked about earlier in the program. You know, people were listening to all these other people about what coins they should buy and why instead of doing their own thinking. And we want you to do your own thinking. That's how you get a better portfolio. And you buy things that are suitable for you. And that way you'll always be happy with your decision when you purchase gold and silver. And I didn't mean to get off on
it. No, that's fine. We need to hear it. And you know, you do it so well. And when I said you're not an investor, I was talking about the paper investors. So I wanted to also say that you buy and sell, and so, you know, folks that may have something that they're ready to I don't want to say get rid of, but sell, that you might be interested in visiting with them. What do you have as an offer for the listeners today?
And you're right, Beth. You know, everybody talks about buying. Few people talk about, you know, when folks are ready to sell their product, and they can also trade. I don't, you know, I'm not a big believer in trading just to trade. We don't go around calling people because we're slow, telling them, well, you know, maybe you should trade this for that. Sometimes it does, it is important, and there is the perfect time to trade. But you have to look at your portfolio. You have to look at what you're trading for, and you never want to trade down. You always want to trade up. You want to always better your portfolio. And what was your question, Ben?
Yeah, I kind of threw it out there. And what is your special today? What is it you have to offer today?
Well, we're going to continue the same special. We had a nice response with the 90% silver quarters, $20 face value, 1 ounce silver eagles, 20 of those. They're 2014s. And we also can lock in prices for the 2015 silver eagles right now. Of course, they wouldn't be released or shipped until the first or second week, probably the second week of January, but we can lock in the prices for you. And pre-Morgan, pre-1921 Morgan silver dollars, that package is actually up 3% since the last time we ran that special, and that's $1,240. And if someone wants a small fractional piece for gold, we do have 1/10 ounce gold eagles. That's 1/10 of an ounce gold eagle. It does have a $5 face value for $136.
I'm trying to write those down real fast. Okay, so in the package, that's $1,240. Tell me again slowly. We have the 20 silver.
You have $20 face value of the 90% silver quarters.
Okay.
You have 20 silver eagles. Those are 1 ounce.
Okay.
And you have 20 pre-1921 Morgan silver dollars. Most of these silver dollars are dated prior to the 1900s, and you'll get some 1870s, 1880s, 1890s Morgan silver dollars. These are circulated, but they're very nice circulated for $1,240, and that includes your shipping cost.
All right, and that is 60 coins, right? Did I get that right?
Well, the 90% silver is $20 face value.
$20. Okay, I didn't put that down. Face value.
Yeah, $20.
Okay.
So you basically would have 80 coins.
Okay.
80 quarters.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going into a break. I want to give that again when we come back because I want everybody to. I think this is a good package. I know this is a great package, and it would be even greater for somebody right now who's trying to figure out what they're going to do for Christmas. To maybe get this and kind of shell that out to some of your family and friends. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You can visit with Melody Cederstrom and I at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit CZE.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSC Talk Radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary. necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at hambydairysupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. I failed to give your number out so far. It's 1-800-378-4188. That's 1-800-378-4188. Or you can visit them online by going to dgscoins.com or call and talk to her right here, right now, which is what David from Indiana has decided to do. David, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, ma'am. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you. You have a question for Melody?
Yes, I do. Miss Melody, I've seen some doggone shiny Swiss francs, and I've seen some doggone tarnished-looking Swiss francs. Can you tell me how much gold is actually in a franc?
There's almost a fifth of an ounce, 0.1867. And usually sell... Pardon?
There's... Now, these, what I've seen, I thought it was a one-franc denomination, but it could have been a five-franc denomination, five of those equaling a little over an ounce.
It's hard to give information without actually knowing for sure exactly what we're, I'm very big on making sure we're talking about apples to apples, so, but a Swiss franc is 0.1867, and lots of times they are sold as a fifth of an ounce, but they're not quite. They're 0.1867.
Oh, okay, but that's not pure gold. There's other alloys in there, isn't there? There wouldn't be a tarnish about it. Either that or I'm looking at counterfeit,
Well, it depends on the care of the product, too. Anything can ruin the finish of, So, again, without actually seeing the coin, it's very difficult for me to, try to advise or say what it is or what it isn't.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was confused about that.
If you can get me a picture of it or something like that, we could do a little bit, further, maybe guide you a little bit further.
Of it.
Did you get it from the Internet or?
Oh, no. But I had purchased some in the past. This has been nearly a decade ago from one of our friends in Colorado and in Tennessee. So I never knew of that banker, just how doggone scruple, full of scruples he was. But
yeah.
I did
know.
I
know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought you would. But there's a, you know, a tarnish. I've seen gold paint before, you know, and like they paint the inside of fancy music halls and palaces with the gold flake paint that never tarnishes. I just assume that pure gold would never tarnish.
Well, if you'd like to send me that coin, I'd be more than happy to look at it and return it to you.
All right.
Well, that would be a big thing.
Why don't you give her a call after the show at 1-800-375-4188. Do you have that,
right,
David? Okay.
Very much obliged.
All right. Thank you, David. Anything we can do to help, right, Melody?
Absolutely. I mean, even some of the older gold eagles, you know, the color can change slightly, you know, so I don't know. It depends on how tarnished that coin was, you know, so.
Okay. Well, I think I was kind of like him. I just assumed that gold didn't tarnish, but everything tarnishes.
Well, I don't know if tarnish is the proper, you know, again, without seeing the coin, I'm not so sure, you know, what a true tarnish, you know, and to the degree of it. But I have seen the colors of the coins, the way they've been minted, the oils and so forth can add maybe a different sheen on the item itself. That doesn't mean that it takes away from their value or anything like that. And there's no big degree of it. It's very slight.
All right. Well, let's get back to what you're offering today, because I want you to get some more phone calls, because I really think these are some good, I think this is a great package, and it's, you can either keep it for yourself, you know, and add to your own portfolio, your own savings, or you can maybe divide them up and give them away to some friends and family or grandchildren. And let's talk about this package again. For $1,240, that's $1,240, we have, go ahead, the 20, so, go ahead.
And this is the same, actually, this is the same package that we offered, I guess,
last
it was
time?
2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it's actually up 3%. So, I mean, it's not 10%, but I'll take 3% any day of the week. And
okay.
I think you will be seeing huge gains in silver in the very near future.
Awesome.
But we have 90% silver quarters. It's $20 face value. So you would actually be receiving 80 items, 80 quarters. You have 20 silver eagles, and these are dated 2014s. And we also have 20 of the pre-1921 Morgan silver dollars. So you get a mixture of silver items that are available. You get the old silver dollars, you get the new silver dollars, and you get the silver quarters. And again, silver is a great checking account. And the whole package includes shipping for $1,240.
Awesome. Now, you said you could lock in the 2015 silver eagles.
If they would like to have the 2015 Silver Eagles, we can do that. Yes, we can.
Okay, but you can't deliver them till later in January.
The U.S. Mint does not release the new year until January, so by the time they get to the various wholesalers and to myself, you're probably looking about the second week of January.
All right. Well, it's an awesome package, and I'm going to have to talk to the man about that and see what we can do, too.
It really is. It gives you, you know, you're diversified in the product. You get some pure one-ounce silver dollars. You get the old Morgan silver dollars, and they're very popular. People love the Morgan silver dollars. They're beautiful. They maintain their, you know, they're not really worn. There's some very nice Morgan silver dollars, and then, of course, the quarters.
Mm-hmm.
For emergencies, they're very easily to spend, you know, that you can still take them to the store and spend them. So you don't want to do that, but in an extreme emergency, you can. Plus, you have silver at all these low prices, and certainly predictions for silver have been anywhere from 100 plus. I'm more in the ballpark of 50 to 100, and then I'll change my view at that point in time. But very big gains for silver, and I think it's not that far away. We're going to see both increases in both gold and silver. My predictions for 2014 have been spot on, and from the stock markets to what we'd see during the election year. And we're beginning to see the cracks widen a little bit here. And after the election, a lot of, you know, things are being discussed. More of the debt will be discussed. And I think 2015 is going to be a very
interesting
year and profitable for those who own gold and silver.
We're heading into the end of the show here. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
Melody will be back with us next Wednesday, and we'll discuss some more of this next Wednesday. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188, or visit her online at dgscoins.com. Thank you so much, Melody, for helping us all bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.